All right, fantastic. Thank you, BBS Radio, for making this possible for us to be live on the internet. Good evening to everyone listening in. Wednesday, June the 24th, 2020, a one-hour episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown located in Sedona, Arizona. If you have questions, we have answers, or questions and answers with the Elohim and the Ra group. They speak through Terry Brown. These are two soul groups who operate from the other side of the veil. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We had a few people that joined in the meantime. Thank you all for being here. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, this is Jane in Pennsylvania.
I hear Jane, good evening, and I hear John. Good morning, John. Good morning, good evening.
Yeah, I was actually here before you, Hayes.
I know. I saw you here. And I think there's somebody else still from Washington here.
Cecil from Seattle.
Mr. Cecil, welcome, Sea Serpent.
Thank you.
And I welcome the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Kat in Tucson.
Hi, Kat. Hello. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Good to hear your voice. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. And if you want to submit a question, you can do so by emailing to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Good evening and welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Ice. It's Debbie, Costa Mesa, California.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome.
Thank you, dear.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
All right. And the next two more people, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jeannie and Citrus High.
Welcome to you, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Hi,
Jeannie.
Grandma White Dove in Idaho.
Welcome, Grandma White Dove.
Hi, Grandma White Dove.
Hi.
All right, and those listening in, those folks through BBS Radio online, thank you for being here. We appreciate your participation. In the meantime, I think we can say thousands of questions have been asked and answered. Sometimes just the most amazing stuff being revealed, knowledge being shared. It is very amazing. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
All right, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hello, Don.
Hi, everybody.
And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say a name and location.
This is Jill and Jerry from Rochester, Minnesota.
Welcome, Jill and Jerry.
Hi, Jill and Jerry.
How's everybody tonight?
Good.
Good. Beautiful day here. Is it sunny and nice where you are?
Sunny and nice.
Hot over here. We're in the hundreds. We're in the lower hundreds for some time already.
Wow.
Way too hot.
Drinking lots of water.
Yeah, that's a good thing on a hot day.
Yep.
It's a good thing on every day.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, hi,
yeah.
Dad.
Hi,
Bill. How you doing, Dad?
I'm marvelous.
Marvelous. Good deal.
Yeah, when I asked for assistance with healing, with my ankle had been lasting for such a long time, and they really said, you know, drink a lot of water. And which sure. I did, and that helped, yeah. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Juan, New York City.
Hey, Juan. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Juan.
Ice, what do you consider to be a lot of water?
I think just short of a gallon a day.
Some people say you should drink 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds of body weight, I think. So it depends,
right.
depends how much you weigh.
Yeah.
Well, be sure and bless your water before you drink it so it can do you some good.
And what I also said that in the past, the Elohim group is the first thing in the morning, drink as much water as you can handle before you eat anything else.
I mix apple cider vinegar, a couple of tablespoons of that, and about an ounce of water.
Uh-huh.
First thing in the morning. Good stuff.
I've heard lemon juice.
Yeah, lemon juice. I've been doing it also.
That's good too.
This is my first time on this call. Where do I submit the question?
You can email to the following email address, questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
All right, I see it in the email. He sent one out.
All right, great. And we had another person joining in here on the call. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heisen, everybody. It's Mary Aileen in Cincinnati. Hello.
Mary Aileen, welcome.
Hi, Mary Aileen.
Cincinnati.
Yep.
Quite a name.
It is. There's a general who beat his sword into plowshares from Rome.
Say it again?
Oh, it's named after a Roman general who retired from warfare and became a farmer.
Yeah, is that right? Uh-huh, interesting. I was always thinking it was like from the Native Indians name, but that's not the case. Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Oh, this is Jay from Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jay. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Jay. Hi.
Hello.
And the next caller that joined in to the question and answer with the Elohim, please say name and location.
This is Edna. Hello.
Guten Abend, Edna. Ich willkomme dich.
Danke schön.
Edna.
And I think a lady from Ohio joined in as well.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Welcome, Shirley.
Shirley from Ohio.
Shirley.
All right.
From Columbus.
Hi, Shirley.
Cincinnati, also known as the Queen City, I believe.
That's right. That's true.
Why? How so?
Because it was the biggest city west of the Alleghenies, so it was the Queen City of the Midwest at the time.
Is there anyone here who would like to just share a giggle?
Oh, come on.
We had a new ding.
Do I hear Helen?
No. Hi, Helen.
Welcome, Helen. And the next caller, welcome to questions and answers with the Elohim. Feel free to say your name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry.
Yeah, hello, who is this?
This is Judy.
Hi, Judy, welcome.
Thank
and
you.
And if someone else joined in after Judy, welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
She's from Florida.
Hi, Jason, good evening to you.
Hi.
Jason from Florida. Wynn's family member. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And Judy, where are you located?
Texas.
In Texas, all right.
Hello?
And for those that have joined in online through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Welcome to this show, Questions and Answers with the Elohim. And you can submit a question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Another caller live here. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Terry Brown. Welcome, Terry. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi.
Hi, it's Vin in Sedona.
Vin in Sedona. Welcome, Vin.
Hi, Vin.
Hi, John.
Hi, Terry.
I'm very glad you are here as well. And the next person that joined in, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, hi, Jennifer. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Hi. Hi.
So welcome.
Hi,
Jennifer. Hi. Terry is a chief angel, and Jennifer is an assistant angel. Uh-oh, Jennifer's not answering.
She's looking in the mirror right now.
Doing angel things.
Did you say something to me? I'm sorry.
And I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. All right.
Did you ask me something, Lynn?
Who is that? Jennifer?
Jennifer. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, no,
if you said something.
No, I just made a comment, okay?
Oh, okay.
But I'm not going to repeat it. It's not important enough to repeat, okay?
Okay.
Although it was about you, Jennifer.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Anyhow, thanks.
When? Did I hear somebody say my name?
Yeah, I was wondering, is the energy present even though you and Terry aren't here?
Yeah.
What do you mean, is he? Yeah. You mean on the call?
Yeah,
what are you saying?
Yeah, because I just I started yawning, and I usually get sleepy when I get like a download of healing energy, and I'm like, all right, that's a good sign.
You know what?
Yeah, it doesn't depend on us. We aren't, you know, they're it.
I mean, you know, for the longest time of doing this, it seemed as if I had to bring the energy in, okay? And, you know, I would talk about all kinds of stuff, whatever, and they would be using me to anchor the energy in this realm. And then over time, many of you became really strong at holding the energy. And so it's kind of like you learn the energy by showing up. And after a while, it becomes second nature. And after a while, you start holding it in your regular life. And you learn, you know, one of the things is to hold the energy of the higher realms, you have to be taking care of yourself in the lower realms. Well, you don't have to, but then otherwise you just become a ditch, all right? And that's not a great thing. It's okay as long as somebody's taking care of you. But otherwise, you know, the energy in the lower realms, which is dysfunctional, holds back your energy from the higher realms. And so you have to figure out what you need to do in the lower realms to keep the energy flow in the higher realms. Like, do you need to take a walk? Do you need to have sex? Do you need to eat dinner? Do you, you know, you get it all out of the way, and then the energy starts to flow. But otherwise, it just starts to back up on you. And everyone's different. And, I mean, you can ask you can ask it on these calls and you get some insight. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hello,
hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Tim.
And I can also share still that the Elohim and the Ra, they do go by Earth time. They are here on time. They are here at 6 o'clock, and sometimes they're a little bit upset that Vin is coming in so late.
I better ask that as a question.
Go ahead.
They get upset if I come in, but I didn't come in late today.
You are 8 minutes after the hour. Yes, the show starts at 6.
Well, then
we need to be early. Like, a couple minutes early.
Don't forget, the Elohim, they're super busy. Day and night.
Well,
yeah, but
time is
million.
A concept. You know, time doesn't exist when, you know, sometimes it seems like...
All right, listen. I'm going to mute everybody before Hives chastises me further, okay?
It is the...
Muted. The recording has started.
This is June 24th, 2020. And you see, I said it was June 13th. I got tricked. I looked at my computer, and it's 6:13. And I thank all of you for being here. And this call is called... What's it called, Hive? Questions
and answers with the Elohim and Ra.
Thank you. You know, sometimes I don't say Ra. It gets too confusing for people. But we have an alliance. You know, it's so crazy what we do that if I explain it, it gets even crazier. So I try to keep it simple in case anyone new is listening. But we have two of the group souls on the other side. What is a group soul? Okay? Group soul, we live in a multi-dimensional universe. And at the higher end of the universe, or perhaps the highest end, of the universe is what's identified itself to us as the Council of Elohim. And they don't have bodies. They are energy units, energy bubbles, if you can picture them that way. And they have the ability to expand into the manifest universe. And they have the ability to expand into your space. And if you feel a subtle vibration on this call, you feel a tingling, you consider the possibility that that may be how you feel them. Now, some people who are very sensitive come on these calls, and they have epiphany reactions. They see light in their chakras. They have a dramatic shift into what would you call it? I know that because they send me emails. I don't have that dramatic shift, but I feel them. But in any case, you can, don't try to look too hard for them. Just pay attention to the subtle energy and see what happens. So we do have a bunch of questions tonight, and I'm just going to start in really quickly. We do a little invocation of protection. And why do we do an invocation? We do an invocation because we are opening up to higher dimensions. And in those higher dimensions, there can be negative beings, demonic beings. There could be beings that you wouldn't want to run into. And so we do this invocation to create a protected space. So we keep, to the best of our ability, positive energy on this line. And, you know, the Elohim is very high in the matrix. And Jose, I got your question, just letting you know. I know the answer to it. I'll answer it, and then I'll let them answer it when we get to it, okay? It's very interesting, because I had the same question when we first started, and I didn't really trust the Anunnaki, although I trusted the Enki side of the Anunnaki more than the Enlil side. And I questioned them about it fairly extensively. And their answers satisfied me, okay? And I'll share them, and then they can make a comment, okay? So here we go. We're going to do our invocation. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and that any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, and through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. And we come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line. That is where the voice comes from. And the computer, that's where the voice comes from. We take a moment and we focus. And it is from this stance, the we assist wherever we can. We have a toolbox that we use with different tools. And if you have questions and we ever give an answer that doesn't make sense to you, disregard it. As you are the prime creator of your life and your experience. And if it doesn't make sense to you, then it is not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yeah. This is from Kat in Tucson.
Yes, Kat. Hi, Kat.
I would like to ask the following question. The famous inventor, Nikola Tesla, was quoted as saying the following. If you only knew the magnificence of the 3, 6, and 9, you would have the key to the universe. What is the magnificence of 3, 6, and 9 that Tesla spoke of? And is there a way to use these numbers as keys? Thank you.
Thank you. 3 is spirit order. 6 is fulfillment. 9 is divine order. So when you have those numbers, they are divine organization, divine order of things, things working together to fulfill themselves. 6 is 3 plus 3. So the spirit order and spirit order, it's doubled. So things are working together. 3 is 2 plus 1, which 2 is the manifest realm and 1 is the a singular item or being or thing. And so when the manifest realm with the individual creating things, then you get spirit order and things are beginning to fall in order. So when you look at 3, 6, and 9, and take a look at the numbers that make up 3, 6, and 9, 9 is 3 and 3 and 3. So it is 3 times spirit order, which gives divine order. Those numbers are made up of the basics of creation. Thank you. Are you there? Wynn? Did Wynn drop out? Is anybody else there? Hello?
I'm here.
Yes, we hear you. Wynn, are you back?
Are you back, Wynn? Wynn?
Let's be patient.
Yes.
I guess he isn't. Okay. Thank you very much, dear Elohim and Ra, for being here with us. We all greatly appreciate. Go ahead.
It is our pleasure. Is it a secret moment in time when we are able to come through and to be able to interact and converse? It is in the way we have been looking to let you know that you are not alone and you have friends. And we are here too. It's only that we are in a higher frequency. We are not the sky people. We are not above you. We are a part of you of a very high frequency that is manifest everywhere.
I'm back.
When are you? Okay.
Okay. I dropped out. This is a very interesting question from Isis in Sedona. What is the reason planetary alignments influence all densities and dimensions 9 and below? Now, I don't know where she got that. I don't even know if that's true, but she thinks it is, or somebody said it. Why do planetary alignments influence all densities, dimensions 9 and below? What is the change in the 10th density that planetary alignments no longer affect it? Isis.
Einstein came up with the theory that space can bend, and this is correct. When you have impact from other influences, outside influences, space is not nothing. It is a plasma field, and the energy grid lines goes through space, and when the there are two bodies and they're close to each other, their grid lines begin to interact and to push on each other. So the planets and the Earth and even your body have are affected by other planetary bodies that are close by the Earth, by the other planets. And this is how astrology can work, in that we might take a look at Mercury retrograde. So there's a certain plasma field that is set up, and the individual is within the plasma field and is expecting it to respond energy-wise in certain ways. So when Mercury is in a different position than it is ordinarily, it creates a field that the person is not counting on or completely used to, and so it can be confusing and can create a problem in orientation when Mercury is moving in a different direction than normal. That is a little bit about that.
Thank you. You know, when you talk about geometries, you know, it suddenly dawned on me that astrology is based on the geometrical configurations of the planets and the galaxies.
And they influence each other.
Yes.
And there's a distortion and a bending of space.
Yes.
Around them.
Okay. This is a question from Jose Pixoto, I think. And he didn't give his city. But hello, Jose. I think this is the first time you've asked a question. Good question. And a question that's been on my mind in light of Zacharias Sitchin's interpretation of the Sumerian tablets is the following. And
Just for those of you that don't know what the Sumerian tablets are, Zechariah Sitchin was a scholar. Sumeria was the first city on our planet that had recorded history in its tablets. Actually, the first country. But it wasn't the first country, but it was the first country in a new era. There have been previous times when civilizations have flourished and they've disappeared, okay? But Sumeria still has a lineage with us in the present. And when Zechariah translated the tablets, there was this amazing story of a bunch of ETs that landed and that were and hybrided humans. There were no humans, at least in this particular area. And they create a hybrid between their genes and ape genes to create a new being that would be their slaves. And those new beings started proliferating, and they had a lot more of them than they needed to be slaves. And Sumeria was the first city to be populated by those hybrids. And the Anunnaki, the space people, took it upon themselves, at least certain of them, to educate those people, to bring them art. In other words, they had no culture. They were just hybrids. And so certain groups of the Anunnaki wanted to create these beings to lift up. And this was like the beginning of Western culture. Some of us on this line may have Anunnaki lineage. And this was originally brought forth by Zechariah Sitchin, who interpreted or translated the Sumerian tablets. And Jose's question, is the Elohim a part of the Anunnaki? And we've asked questions about this, and the general line of the answer, and I'll let them add to it or correct me, but the general line of the answer is that if you go back to the beginning of the universe, and we have a whole bunch of questions and answers on this topic about how the universe got started and how it evolved. And it started out with the Elohim, who were in energy bodies, and they learned to use frequencies amongst each other to create density, which was the beginning of physicality. And eventually, there were bodies. And the Elohim would occupy some of these bodies to get the experience of what it was like to be in this density. And they didn't think of themselves as God, okay? They were like, shall we say, creators. They were creating out of nothing and putting frequencies together. And then
they started coming into the bodies and leaving the bodies, and they could go back and forth from the higher realms to the experience of the bodies. But then they started getting stuck in the bodies. And supposedly, it was the experience of sex that caused them to get stuck. And eventually, they had many lifetimes. And they got caught in reincarnation. And they got caught into the downfalls of this realm, which after a period of time, people experience bodies and they think that's all there is. They think that what you see is what you get. The physical realm is all there is. And in the meantime, there's all these other realms that are there, but they don't tune into them. They lose their ability to look for them, to know they're there, to know how to utilize them. And so there got to be a lot of pain in this realm, suffering, because people would compete with each other. They would abuse each other. And the Elohim and our other group's old friends, the Ra group, are saddened by watching that. And they are available to make a difference and kind of to help you feel energy from the higher realms and expand your matrix so you can have synchronicities. And they don't want to be the normal idea of God, to be worshipped. They want to be kind of like friendship, brothers, higher level relatives. The Anunnaki, according to our conversations, was derivative of these, of the celestial Elohim. And some of them took bodies, got on an earth path, and then they got negative because they got caught up in the physicality and competition and jealousy and sex. And, you know, anyone knows the story knows they fought with each other, and but they were derivative of the cosmic Elohim. And so it was the Anunnaki that actually created humans or hybrids and went to evolve them. And they used the name Elohim. And I think the answer is why they used the name Elohim. They had some level of knowing that they were derivative of. But they are not the Elohim that we're communicating with. And I'll turn it over to our sources. They can add to that or correct
Thank
it.
You. Yes, that was a good description. Some of our group went in to take bodies in the Anunnaki group, and then they got trapped in those bodies, or they got their perceptions degraded because of their limitation within the human body. So those, some of the Anunnaki are of a derivative from the Elohim group. However, we are not the Anunnaki. We never had bodies. We don't intend to have bodies. We can assist better from our position where we are.
Thank you. Another question. This person is in Florida, wants to be anonymous, and I have no energy, and I'm panicked a lot. It takes me 3 to 4 hours to to get up in the morning. And when I do, I dry heave or throw up and feel nauseous for a few hours by evening. And then, but I feel nauseous, but by evening I am feeling better. Can you tell me what's causing this pattern?
Thank you. You have more than one thing that is going on. One of the things is that you it would pay to get some blood work to see if your red cell count is not supporting you. It needs to be a certain level. If your white cell count is low, your red cell count, particularly when it is high, high would be like 12, 13, 14, would give you energy. And so it would pay to get some lab work done, go to a good alternative doctor, good doctor that knows a lot and knows about nutrition and doesn't just prescribe pills to try to fix the problem, but can do tests and get to the core of what it is that is going on. Also, there are certain nutrients that can help to give you energy. One of them is omega-3. It can provide lubrication within the body and can help give you energy to burn. Another one is hydration. Make sure that you have enough water or enough nutrient liquids, for instance, some juices like carrot juice or other juices, vegetable juices. They can supply you with enough liquid and nutrients in the body. There are a number of supplements. Astragalus is good to help bring the immune system up. The dry heaves can be a sign of imbalance in the digestive tract and the inability to have enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach to be able to digest your food. So certain enzymes can also help, like Wolb enzyme or other probiotics to help to reestablish the flora in your gut, because your gut is in a person with a lot of energy supports their daily life and keeps bringing energy gradually into the body. There may be some mix-up with the absorption of glucose into the cells, because glucose is what gives you energy. And if the glucose is not absorbed into the blood cells, it can be disastrous in leading to diabetes and insulin resistance. Your reestablishment of your gut health and the looking into various enzymes to take to help you have good digestion of your food can help. A good lab analysis can be a starting point, but also needs to be followed up with good nutrition and reestablishment of the flora in the digestive tract. The digestive tract needs D vitamins, and that can help give you a lot of energy when your digestive tract is working good. Thank you.
Thank you. And there was a second question, and I will ask that next week if that person wants me to, okay? This is from Jill. I think she's in Michigan, but this is Cecil's daughter. And my
she's
daughter,
in Rochester. Rochester.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay. My daughter, Caitlin, had a walk-in several years back when she was very ill and close to death. And just to make a mention, a walk-in is another soul that comes into a body that already has a soul. And there's a lot of possibilities. Sometimes the two souls will share a body. Sometimes the original soul will leave and say, I don't want to be here anymore. And then leave space for a new soul. So, but in any case, that's what a walk-in is. Our first clue that this happened was when she started recovering from her bone marrow transplant. And she suddenly loved the Japanese culture and language. And she craved squid, all very unusual behavior. Terry confirmed our suspicion a few weeks ago. Does the original host know that a different entity has taken possession of the body? How is it that she seems like the same old Caitlin to us now? The Japanese phase soon fades out, as did other curiosities that she had during her recovery. I love her just the same, no matter what. She is my best friend. Can you explain what the purpose of a walk-in is, and why does this happen?
A walk-in can come in to assist the soul when the soul is having some trouble. And a walk-in can help the body recover. The walk-in, in some cases, can then, after the assistance, can leave. If the walk-in were to stay, then the memory of the body all cells are alive and they have memory also, and so they would have the memory, complete full record of the body history. We do not wish to go into her case deeply because that would need her request to find out. So if everything is going well, which you indicated you guys are best friends, which is wonderful. So just go by ear and play it as you see it. You're doing fine.
Did we ask if both souls are present now?
We know the answer, but we do not wish to violate her confidence.
Okay. And Hayes asked the question, are walk-ins usually agreed on prior to the body takeover?
They are usually agreed upon for it to be successful. A number of times there have been entities which try to take over a body and are unsuccessful, and the present owner has to fight them off. So usually if the occupant of the body is not amenable to it, it usually
does not happen.
Thank you. One thing I think is true, and you can confirm this, when a new soul occupies a body, they access the brain of the former occupant, and they can know everything that was in that brain and almost seem like they're the same person. And I believe, could you confirm that's true?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It is true. Okay. So it's kind of tricky. There'd be certain deviations. And yet they know everything that the first soul knew. Assuming that they traded out, you know, assuming that both of them are not present. And that's, I know that's possible as well. And let me see here. Just want to see if there's any. We have Jose, ask your second question next week, okay? I have a question here from someone that answered. And Rich Buckley, I just wanted to tell you that we thank you for what you shared. Rich had a synchronicity where he had a certain health problem, and it was kind of bizarre solution, and the solution just came up on his computer one day, and it worked. And so he takes that to be a synchronicity, and he's giving us some credit for it. And we only have about 2 or 3 minutes. Let me see if I can get this question through. This is from Kimba. Kimba Dull. And I don't know if I told people to put their city in. Okay? So, you should be able to put your city in. But let me read this and see if they can tune into you. My patterns seem to be stuck in staying where I'm at, since there is no clear opening to anything. It's hard to expend lots of energy in something I am sure I don't want, like applying for cashier or driving jobs, while not knowing how to direct my human energies at something that could help people. What that is, I have no idea. Employment agencies don't even want to help me if I don't have a clear way or clear definition of their limited view of categorization. Feels overwhelming and hopeless. She's going to listen to the replay on that. I just want to say, you know, one of the best things that might work is to start coming to our calls, because oftentimes it's not so much what you do, but the energy that you take to what you do. And yes, there are things you can do which would be more fulfilling, that would use more of your energies. And sometimes you have to, if you have to pay bills, you have to compromise so you figure that out. But one of the things that really helps if you're doing something mundane is to have a community and a family. And that's one of the things, the potentials that people get
out of coming to our calls. I mean, we're not charging for this. And it can totally impact you. And you might try that. But I'll turn it over to our sources. We have about 1 minute for an answer. And thank you for your question.
Thank you. Could you quickly repeat the essence of the question?
Okay. The essence of the question is she feels stuck and she wants to do something that engages her energies rather than take a mundane job like a cashier or driving. And she doesn't know what to do. And she feels like she's going around in circles. Employment agencies don't want to help her. And she feels overwhelmed and hopeless.
Thank you. When you are starting out, if you are going to say be a professional at something, for instance, let's say that you had a desire. We search around because we see desires that you probably do not want to move into. As you move through your day, notice what it is that captures your interest. Is it some clothes in a magazine, perhaps? Or is it a piece of artwork? Notice more about yourself, what it is you have an interest in. If you were interested in, say, a certain type of video, and you really like watching that, perhaps creation of a video of your own or something creative of your own that you can really enjoy simply putting it together. This is distinguished from something that other people might look at and say, wow, that's wonderful and everything. It's just, do you get energy from the creation of some aspect of it? Working with people, do you enjoy working with people? Ask yourself some questions. Also, when one is starting out, they can find a mundane job, but as they take it, they expand their skills and they keep an eye out. This would be in a case where you needed to get some money for food or rent or that, and then keep your eye out for something that would expand into a direction you really wanted to go. Meanwhile, you had your basic needs cared for.
You know what? We have to get off. PBS needs their line back. Okay.
Okay. Great.
But
yes,
Kimba, I wanted to say one thing. If you learn to hold your vibrations in such a way that you really have compassion for other people, then you can even, I've watched this, a cashier who is just blessing everyone that goes through her line, okay? And, you know, there's things you have to do from your own volition and not because somebody gives you permission to do it. And then it helps find the right job. You can't expect someone to say, we're going to help you find the right job. What is the perfect job? What is your this? What is that? Like if you're, like a taxi driver that just blesses all his people and cheers them up and chats with them. It makes the day go faster. I'm not saying you should be a cashier or a taxi driver, but don't think about it as a job, because jobs are like slavery. Think about it as, I'm around humans, and I'm going to do my best no matter what I do to cheer people up. And on that note, we got to say goodbye. Thank you all for asking your questions today. And thank you, Hayes. And Hayes, I think I got to most of the questions. I think so. And if I didn't, you can ask it next week. If you're listening in and you think to yourself, boy, that sounded interesting, ask your own question next week. Because there's really special transformations that happen, potentially, when you ask a question. We're going to go over Whole Planet Healing right now.
Unmuted.
Thank you.
712-770-4340. PIN 250-513 #. And we'll see you in a moment. Thank you for being here.